Sky City management have put on their best poker face after three executives unexpectedly quit yesterday, heralding a major shake-up at the top of the company. Chief Executive Graham Stevens will retire at the end of the month, while CFO, Chief Financial Officer Rob Hamilton and Chief Marketing Officer Liza McNally, both revealed they'll depart early next year. The announcements came with minimal explanation. Joining us now to discuss the significance is Mark Lister, a research analyst at Craigs Investment Partners. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Corin.
Okay, what is going on here? Three in one day is unusual for a New Zealand company of this significance. What should we read into it?
It certainly is unusual, and it certainly did come as a surprise, which is why you saw the share price for Sky City sold off a little bit yesterday. Listening to the conference call and the chairman's discussion, it's if we're to believe what they're telling us, then there's probably not as much sort of nothing sinister in it. It does sound like Graham Stevens, the chief executive, had a plan to leave over sort of 4 or 5 years. He's done sort of 3.5 years, so look, close enough, but it feels like it's come out of the blue. And some people think that you might have had a couple of internal candidates, one of them potentially being Rob Hamilton, the CFO, who's missed out on the top job because that's gone to one of the other members of the executive team. So, you know, maybe that's why he's chosen to move on, because he missed out on that job. So he's going to, you know, look elsewhere. And then Liza McNally, Chief Marketing Officer, sounds like that's unrelated. Our understanding is that she's from Australia. She wants to move back to Australia with her family. So when you think about it in those terms, look, maybe it's not as bad as you might first think when you look at the headlines.
Does it leave them, though, short of the talent they need to run that company?
Well, they certainly have lost a couple of good people. Graham Stevens and Rob Hamilton are both very credible, very experienced and well-respected across the market. I wouldn't be at all surprised if, you know, one or both of them sort of pop up somewhere else in the period ahead. But the chief operating officer is well respected, Michael Ahern, that has been appointed to the CEO role from yesterday, actually. So he's well respected. So look, it's always hard to know how much sort of support the current team has had. We might just need to give them a bit of time and see if it's as seamless as they would suggest that it will be.
Interesting company, Sky City, at the moment to look at as a bit of a bellwether for the New Zealand economy, which is proving more resilient. How do you see them going? The share price down, obviously, yesterday. They've come back up from a low when everyone fell. What's the sense you've got about them?
They are making progress, and they're doing what they said they would do. They've sort of said, look, 2021 will be better than 2020, which is a bit of a write-off, but we won't be back to that 2019 pre-COVID level. They are a company that's quite sensitive to economic conditions, discretionary spending, travel and tourism. So they're one of the big losers from the borders being closed and people being sort of stuck in lockdown. So they're one of those companies that you would see as being part of that reopening trade if it eventuates, if we get a vaccine, if the borders reopen. But they've got a long way to go, Corin. Yeah. You know, I just had a look at the share price this morning, and the NZX 50, so the broader market over the last 3 years, is up about 58%. Sky City's down about 23% in terms of its share price. So there is a very, very wide gap with how the company has performed in terms of its share price versus the rest of the market. So for the last few years, it's very much been one, two, you know, the best thing you could have done is sort of ignore it. Let's hope the next 3 years are a bit more promising for them.
Mark Lister, appreciate your time. Research analyst at Craigs Investment Partners.